Hello, Rolene. How are you?
Well, and you guys, I'm glad that we are back to a normal 5-day week. You know, I was having terrible separation anxiety.
Except that we're back to the 5-day week. Israel's on a 6-day week. No?
5-day week.
Okay.
I'm on a 6-day week.
Rolene Marks, this terrible story about this
soldier,
this young guy who went missing. What's the story?
You got any details? Yeah.
This is not the way that, you know, we want to start off any day, but it was reported in the early hours of this morning that a young 20-year-old soldier, his name is Eliezer Ashkenazi, that he reportedly went missing yesterday after he failed to report to his base. And the army sent out a search party because he had left his home in Kwasaba in his uniform with his rifle, ready to report for duty. And earlier today, there were reports that he was found, and nothing was confirmed what condition he was found in. And a couple of hours ago, the IDF confirmed that he was sadly found dead. They will not release the details of the circumstances, but they are going to investigate. It started to break via social media and via a few websites that he had been found dead, but our estimate is that the next of kin weren't notified. And really, I appeal to listeners that until we have official confirmation from the IDF, you know, please not to report or to believe, you know, anything that you may read, because sometimes the family has not been notified. But it is now official, and really, really heartbreaking. Young man, 20 years old.
In a similar vein, in terms of loss, let's talk a little bit about remembering Pittsburgh. It's been a year. What's going on both in Israel and the States?
Well, first of all, I cannot believe that it's been a year already. And, you know, we've been speaking a lot about anti-Semitism, especially as it's rising around the world. And the United States is no exception. In fact, I think I was saying to Howard on Friday morning that every day we are seeing new incidents of anti-Semitism. But last year, this was probably the worst incident of anti-Semitism that has been recorded in U.S. history, where 11 worshippers, 11 Jews who went to Shul, the Tree of Life synagogue in Squirrel Hill in Pittsburgh, they went to pray. I think it was the end of Sukkot, and a white supremacist walked in and he gunned down in cold blood 11 of the worshippers. And yesterday, Jews around the world, including here in Israel, including our leadership and in America, paused for Pittsburgh. They observed a minute's silence in remembrance of the 11th victims. We also had, very, very movingly, was Pittsburgh sports teams, the Steelers, the Penguins, also observing remembrance, also paying tribute to the victims, as well as members of the Christian and Muslim communities who joined with the Jewish community in Squirrel Hill to remember the fallen. And today, the Tree of Life Synagogue remains closed. I think nobody wants to go back to a place of such heartbreak, of such turmoil, but a really, really solemn day, and people are appealing to others to do acts of kindness in remembrance of the 11, and also to do something to fight rising anti-Semitism.
You know, Rolene, one has a sense that the French Jews in some odd way have become used to these kinds of events, and certainly are doubting their future in France one way or another. One wonders whether this event had any effect on American Jewry to the same extent.
Well, it actually did. Last week, the results of a poll of a study that was conducted by the AJC, the American Joint Commission, was made public, and the results were extremely sobering. And 1 in 4 American Jews say that they don't feel so safe anymore in the United States, and they are very, very fearful of wearing a kippah or a Magen David, anything that identifies them as Jewish. They don't feel safe enough to. I mean, I didn't think that we would see the day where we would be talking about the fact that American Jewry, a sector of the global Jewish community we've thought has always been safe, has always been protected, you know, lives in the land of the free, the home of the brave, will be undergoing this. We speak quite a lot here, you know, on the Israel Report about incidents on campus. I know Howard and I spoke Friday morning about the report on Columbia University, a 33-page report, because Columbia University, now this is an Ivy League university, one of the prominent and preeminent universities in the United States, has been reported as being probably one of the worst in the country. Some of the incidents are too shocking. Or we only need to look at what's happening in New York and the appeals from the Jewish community to the governor of New York to say, you've got to do something. This year, Americans in many cities went to shul behind armed guards. This is not something that, you know, we've expected to come out of the United States. We've sadly become quite used to these images in Europe, and we shouldn't be becoming used to these images. We speak a lot about the United Kingdom with the Labour Party and political anti-Semitism, how it's manifested there. But in this case, now a year later after Pittsburgh, you know, we had Poway, we had the shooting at Poway, the Chabad there. Jews are paying with their lives. And here in the United States, we have two such horrendous incidents. Please God, no more. But it certainly is very, very frightening.
Rolene, I'm going to throw something at you that I'm not sure you were prepared to talk about, but I am interested. The death of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. How has that news been received in Israel?
Well, Israel, you know, we've received it with, how do I phrase this in the most...
Silly question. You've been very quiet.
Let's just say that, you know, no one's going to be pausing for a moment's silence. You know, Benny Gantz commented, he congratulated the Americans on this, so did Prime Minister Netanyahu. In fact, I think we call Benny Gantz now Prime Minister Designate Benny Gantz, because, hey, it could go either way, guys. But nobody's shedding a copious amount of tears. What is interesting that we're all watching with a lot of interest is the conflicting reports. You know, you've got President Trump saying, you know, he died like a dog. He was chased down. He was killed by very, very brave American soldiers. You've got other reports saying that when the soldiers were closing in on him, he blew himself up. You know, we're pretty used to the modus operandi of this level of terrorists. Of course, there's always the concern of reprisal attacks wherever they may occur in the world. Israel has been known to put targeted assassination of major terror leaders on the table on numerous occasions. So we've watched with a lot of interest how America has taken this upon themselves. And, you know, we hope that this has dealt a decisive blow to ISIS or Daesh, as they are called here, because their level of barbarism and how they have treated people across the Levant, across the Middle East, has been, and across the world, in fact, has been nothing short of absolute barbarism.
Rolene, I actually saw a report that he took three of his kids with him.
Yes.
Yes.
And they were...
Two wives.
Yeah. It's... I don't know. It goes counter to the appreciation of life. I don't know. Can you imagine that?
I can.
We can't imagine that. It's so counter to those of us who just sanctify life above all.
Rolene, let's talk about something positive. You said you're going to try and fuse a little positivity in the Israel report. Although I've got no idea.
I'm committed to this, guys. I know you like your positivity.
Yeah, you've lost me totally. What is Hodor? What is Hodor?
Hordle.
Okay, you have just given hold on.
Game of Thrones fan. Yeah, exactly.
A sharp pain somewhere in there.
Oh, okay.
Hodel,
who's
a much beloved character in Game of Thrones, very, very famous for saying, well, Hodel. Well, anyway, Hodel is played by a lovely British actor. His name is Christian Nairn, and he proved that he's more than just Hodel when he opened up a big house party, a big rave in Tel Aviv. He was on the decks with his Game of Thrones beard firmly intact. I don't know if he was shouting Hodel above the music. Maybe he was, but yeah, always good to have the characters that we enjoy, the actors we enjoy here in Israel.
So it's basically the new Gal-Galat. Thank you so much, Rolene Marks. That is where we leave it today. Look forward to speaking to you tomorrow.
Same time tomorrow, guys.
God bless.
Bless.
Bye bye.